field was moving.
Well, the Bulldogs were breaking out of their huddle, and as they were breaking out of the huddle, they started to all run back into the huddle. And somebody said, let's just go to the line. They went to the line, and some had the play, and some didn't have the play. So with that illegal procedure, it'll be 4th and 15. 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs will kick it away, back to kick number 16, Jake Wright, and another whistle. And we've got a timeout by the Caseville Eagles. So the score 28-0. Owen Gage Bulldogs on top here at Owen Gage High School with 41 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back after this.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318. 18.
Back at Owen Gage High School, Owen Gage back to punt the fake punt. And it's a pass to 34, David Binder. And Binder for the touchdown with 34 seconds to go. The Bulldogs put another big one. And Chad, you were just saying here during the break, I don't buy this punt formation.
No, I did not buy it for a second.
So number 16, Jake Wright, was back to punt, and they ran those receivers wide on the outside, right down the sideline.
And it hit both defenders.
Yeah.
The Caseville defended it beautifully, but they just couldn't knock the ball to the ground.
Both Caseville defenders hit the ball. They popped it up.
And Binder was just there to stay with it. Great concentration by Binder to stay with that ball.
He was the only one of three still staying on the feet and ran it in. So 34-0, the score. With 34 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Let me see, the Tribune guys, they picked Caseville at Owen Gage. Both of these guys picked Caseville.
Well, they're not wrong yet, but
yeah,
they're definitely not out to a good start if they want to have that one correct.
Eight-man football action here live from Owen Gage High School on Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports.
I did notice that Paul Adams also, Paul picked the Lions, Seth picked the Saints, so I'm not sure about that.
Well, they say they didn't agree on one game here, I mean, out of the whole set.
And
I think
that's the only one, too.
Yeah. Saints, it's a I'm sorry, not the Saints at the Lions.
No, we stole all their coaches.
and a couple of their players.
Yeah.
So 34 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
You know, there's nothing that's brought me more joy and heartbreak as the Detroit Lions. Not much joy, really. Kind of sporadic joy. A lot of heartbreak. A lot of hope.
How about less joy and more heartbreak?
Yeah,
puts them both in the same category. Well, let's see how they do here this Sunday. I've got faith in the Lions on this one. So here we go with the kickoff. Bulldogs ready to kick off on the 40-yard line. And the kick's going to be short and directly out of bounds on the 40-yard line.
That must be the game plan these days, because I just see, I think we've only, have we had a return? Maybe one return?
I don't think we've had a return at all out of any of it.
And you just see that a lot, especially in these eight-man games.
Yeah.
I see a lot of those kicks just go right out of bounds.
Somebody's got to have that figured out, you know, and it is a running game. You can break open the field. You take it from one sideline to the other.
Yep.
We've seen some of these games 600 and 800 offensive yards.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I look at Caseville's last game against Merritt, 74-32. That's 106 points.
Yeah.
That's a lot of scoring.
That's a lot of scoring. So with 34 seconds to go here in the second quarter, we're still at Owen Gage High School. Come on and down, join us at the halftime. Get out of the house. It's not a bad night out tonight. So our officials are talking it out here at midfield. Not sure what the discussion is about, other than they kicked it out of bounds.
Maybe they're trying to figure out where it went out of bounds. Because I did learn if it doesn't get to the 35, then you get it where it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
So
I think that might be the discussion on it right now. So the really the Caseville Eagles should have the ball first and 10 on about the 40-yard line.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to be. Right about the 30, where are we at, about the 38-yard line, right on the right hash mark, closest Eagles to the tower. Heading left to right, Caseville Eagles with the ball. And Eagles are going to split three receivers wide left. That puts four men down on the offensive line out of the shotgun. Quick pass. Quick pass goes to 34, Cole Simmons. Simmons still on his feet. At least had half the Owen Gage Bulldog team, even some of the sideline on top of him, and still made it through for about a five-yard pickup. Wow. That is some tough running. I'm not sure about that play call. I mean, they've got to move that ball.
Yeah, they need to look for more than 5-6 yards.
And to set everybody up, to let them know that you're going to put all of your offense over there on the left side to run all three receivers and your big running back, Cole Simmons, you put all your package over there. I think I would have spread that out, even split receivers wide left and wide right, not everything on the left side.
Yep. Or even at least maybe throw a slip screen in there to where you can use those receivers as blockers, but to throw it downfield at all on that one.
Yeah, and all three of them were just kind of there as like a split left, all three receivers screen.
Yep.
So 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 34-0, Owen Gage Bulldogs on top of the Caseville Eagles. Eagles with the ball, second and five.
They've got the win here.
Got time to score. And we'll go with the same package over to the right side. Three receivers, two receivers, and the running back split wide on the right side. Fakes it. And now that's going to be a quarterback keep. Number 15's got a little bit of room, enough for the first down. 15, Zach Gerstenberger fakes the pass, pulls it in, and has a nice run there for the first down with 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
Number 80, Derek Vincent, makes a huge play there because he was going places. He had everybody thinking right side of the field. He took off left, and he was the only one.
Clock's moving. This will likely be our last play of the first half. Gerstenberger drops back to pass. Nothing there. Going to try to get it out of bounds to stop the clock and might stop it right there with 1 second to go. So a nice run and a flag on the field.
Boy, that came in late. That came in late. I'm not sure what that's going to be. That could be a personal foul. Yep.
Personal foul against the Bulldogs.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's going to move them down there a few yards. 1 second to go on the clock. Caseville Eagles knocking on the door. 1 second to go. It'll be first and 10. We just need to find out where the yard line's going to be.
Wow, that's a big personal foul right there.
So they'll mark this one off from about the 30-yard line. That's going to get them really close to the goal line.
Looks like they're going to be about the 15.
Well, that's going to give the Caseville Eagles one shot to score here in the first half with 1 second to go. First and goal on the 15-yard line.
Caseville just had to do a 40-yard jog up to the ball.
I almost said they broke over the ball, but they're still running to get back to the, get up to the line of scrimmage. So the split of receiver wide right, wide left. And I believe we're going to have a timeout called.
Got an update here for Bad Axe's down 28-6. Still first half.
Wow. Vassar on top of Bad Axe, 28-6. A lot of injured players over at Bad Axe for this game. They really toughed it out. That was a tough game with Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, those teams just beat up on each other last Friday, so that's not a surprise, you know, that both teams aren't coming out of this one on Friday night with some bruised players and players on the sideline. They really went at each other.
Yep.
So we got 1 second to go. If you're just joining us, Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports, live from Owen Gage High School with a score of 34-0. Eight-man football action tonight as the Owen Gage Bulldogs host the Caseville Eagles. So this will be our last play of the first half.
They don't get much bigger for a first half